morning. I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. This week, we're talking about corneal transplants. And joining us today is Dr. Jonathan Etter, an ophthalmologist with the Krieger Eye Institute at LifeBridge Health. Dr. Etter, thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, what is the cornea, and why is it so important? Obviously, it is, if we're going to transplant it, right?
Yeah, the cornea, the way I explain it to patients, it's the clear portion of the eye. It's the part of the eye that if you wear a contact lens, it's where the contact lens sits. It serves two really important functions. One function is that it focuses the light rays to the back of our eye, so it acts as a refracting surface for the eye. And the other thing it does is it protects, it's the outer line of protection against all kinds of infections and other sort of insults to the eye.
So what is a corneal transplant? How do you do that?
So some people have disease of this outer layer, this important layer, and they need a new cornea. So we basically take the host cornea that's diseased and we remove it. And now it's actually, the surgery's evolved to the point where we remove the specific part of the cornea that's damaged and we replace it with a clear donor cornea in its place.
I would imagine you're using lasers for this, or?
It can be done with a laser. It's most commonly done by hand with a very, microscopic sort of blades at this point.
What are the symptoms? How do you know if you might be a candidate or this is your issue?
Yeah, I think the rule of thumb is if you're ever having sort of any decrease in vision or eye pain, it's always important to see an eye care professional, and they're the ones who would diagnose you with a corneal issue. Some corneal issues are inherited, some are acquired, some people get bad corneal infections that lead to scarring. All these things are diagnosed by an eye care professional, and they can kind of lead you in the right direction.
Is there anything you can do, like drops or anything that can help you?
Yeah, for a lot of corneal problems, for example, corneal infections, we give antibiotic drops. The other types of corneal inflammations, we give steroid drops. And most of the time, these topical therapies do work. It's only in some more severe situations where we have to do corneal surgeries for these folks.
And at that point, that's when you know it's time for a transplant.
Exactly. Your eye care professional will let you know. And the most common incidence is situation is probably where people with congenital corneal issues, one called Fuchs dystrophy, where people are born with a condition where the cornea commonly swells. It's a problem with the bottom of the cornea. We do what's called a partial corneal transplant for these folks, and actually people do very well, and the recovery time is very quick.
How long, usually, on average?
We usually typically say that after a couple months, people's vision will be very good again. Which is different than the old sort of paradigm with corneal transplantation when it took many months to a year when we had to transplant the entire cornea for that same disease.
Is anyone a candidate? Are there certain people who wouldn't be candidates?
Yeah, well, you have to have these particular corneal diseases to be a candidate for corneal transplantation. It's not something that just anyone would have. And that's where, again, going to see your eye doctor and even a corneal specialist is important in diagnosing these problems.
It occurs to me that eye surgery in general has really come a long way.
It has. It's all microsurgery. We do it under a microscope, and just the instruments and our techniques have really gone a long way. With corneal transplantation, there's organizations called eye banks now that now harvest the donor corneas from people that have passed on, and this has become a very streamlined process, and they've done a great job with providing us excellent donor tissue in this
country. So you don't have a shortage?
In this country, we're blessed to not have a shortage. That's not true in other countries, but in our country, you can almost always get a cornea when you need it.
Do most of the people who you operate on treat at that level, are they mostly older people?
I would say mostly older people with these conditions, but sometimes there are unfortunate cases where younger people suffer from these diseases as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Etter.
Thank you.
To find out more about corneal transplants or to find a LifeBridge Health specialist near you, call 410-601-WELL. That's 410-601-WELL or visit lifebridgehealth.org/Krieger Eye. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for joining us. It's 10 o'clock.